We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. Our official attorney is Lisa Lanier. She joins us every week at this time. She's president of the Lanier Law Group, hireaheavyweight.com or lanierlawgroup.com. And she goes inside several legal cases. Plus, we had some just some hypothetical questions for her this week. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing really well. Great to hear from you. Now, the hypotheticals we had. First, we started talking about this earlier in the week. If a bank robber goes into a bank and slides the teller a note simply saying, give me all your money, but doesn't say, I have a gun, and doesn't intimate that he has a gun, that wouldn't be considered armed robbery, would it?
It's not armed robbery, but the laws are kind of outsmarting the criminal here because they know that sometimes this happens where they have a fake gun, a water pistol, or even their hand in their pocket to, you know, seem like a gun. And so the federal bank robbery law does not specify that you have to. It's just a bank robbery law. So you're guilty of the same felony in a federal bank robbery. It's just an aggravating factor if you used a weapon. So you get a longer punishment, a worse punishment. State laws often have just plain bank robbery, and then they have armed robbery as an escalated version of that. And then there's a thing called strong arm robbery that many states have, which is the very fact that you come in, you know, with like a mask on and you're, you know, slipping in it. Just that very fact of doing that is intimidation, and that makes it a strong arm robbery. And so they're all, the laws are way too smart for the criminals here.
So strong arm robbery is not, as I pictured, a oiled up fella just coming out from the gym in a tank top.
Well, it is kind of that, but with a ski mask and a note.
Show the pythons. Yeah, show the python.
Like the Hulkster tearing off your shirt.
That's right. Homage to may he rest. You know, and for you, as you were describing that, I thought, well, what if my note said, you know, I would love it if you put a lot of money in a bag and gave it to me. And then what if the teller said, I'm not going to do that. And you're just like, okay, thanks. I'll try.
Worth a shot.
I don't know that. I mean, have you done anything other than ask for a little money? You know, I guess that's all.
You know, I mean, that might be the clever way to do it. You know, I'm hungry. I need some lunch money.
Oh, it'd be great if you put, you know, a few $1,000 in a bag and handed it to me. All right.
All right.
You're right. I knew you'd know, and they've outsmarted us. Here's the other hypothetical we had. If a parent signs a waiver at a trampoline park, like Sky Zone. This came to us from an advice columnist. A husband and wife were fighting because their 7-year-old daughter had been invited to a birthday party at Sky Zone, and the mom thinks trampolines are so inherently dangerous she refuses to let the disappointed daughter go. And the husband was just like, come on. I mean, if she has a compound fracture, whatever, you know, we'll deal with that. So we had some callers saying that, like, for instance, one girl that she knew, it was her birthday, and they were at the trampoline park, and 5 minutes into the party, the girl screams, and she had a terrible fracture of her leg because another person collided going the wrong direction. But everybody signs a bunch of waivers going into those places. Does the waiver cover the trampoline park?
It depends. And, you know, I think that that fighting couple over the kid with, I think I represent them. That sounds awfully familiar.
That's very possible. Yeah. It's possible.
No, but this happens all the time. I have a bunch of cases against trampoline parks and against these fun zone places where, you know, you jump into a big pile of balls or foam or whatever, and you land on concrete, you know, down below and break both your legs kind of thing. Oh, it's terrible, all the injuries. So every time when my kids were little, I would take them to these places, often because, like you said, like because there was a birthday party there or something.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time you would see an ambulance come.
Every
time. Really?
Every time I ever went to one of these things, I saw somebody hauled out on a stretcher. Oh, yeah. I mean, because you think by nature of it, you got big kids jumping on little kids. You got people colliding and banging heads and going unconscious. I mean, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So the issue is, it depends, is the answer about the waiver. It depends on the wording of the waiver, the jurisdiction, and whether or not there was reckless conduct on the part of the trampoline park that led to the injury. If you sign a waiver and it's just one of the risks of, you know, you collide with somebody, somebody lands on your foot kind of thing, in the absence of negligence, that's going to be a tough case to overcome the waiver. But if there was some kind of, you know, something that they rigged about the trampoline differently, or they didn't put enough, you know, we see this a lot. There's engineering requirements for how deep the ball pit has to be or the foam pit has to be. And then we see they'll have not enough foam in there. And then a bigger person jumps in and bam, their feet hit the concrete. Things like that. And then the other thing, sometimes these waivers have a parent indemnification clause. Those are terrible. Because what that's essentially saying is, hey, you know, if my kid recovers against you for injuries, I'll pay you back for it. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're in a lot of those. They're in a lot of those.
Really? Wow. That's dirty pool.
That's a double whammy. And that's hard to overcome. Yeah, that's a double whammy.
That's a world I just, you know, not having kids, I've never been to that world. Do you know, Lisa, off the top of your head, how old? Because obviously a kid can't sign a waiver, a legal waiver, right?
Right. Now, the parent signs on behalf of the child. And then you get into, in a lot of jurisdictions, the issues of can the parent waive negligence as to the child? And some jurisdictions say no and some say yes. And that's a lot of times why they'll put in that parent indemnification, because it's like, hey, you brought your kid here. Yeah. And we may or may not be able to get the kid to sign a valid waiver, but you can guarantee as the parent that in exchange for getting to come here, if somebody sues us on behalf of this kid, you're gonna pay us back.
Boy, that'd make me mad.
Is there a minimum or maximum age at these parks?
You know, I think that there probably is, but there's little kids out there. I mean, every time I've ever been, there's like, you know, 3-year-olds out there.
And teenagers, like 13-year-olds.
And big teenagers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And big grown adults. Yeah.
I always held my breath. Now, I signed the waiver all day long. I'd be like, just don't bother me. I'd say, just go over there. And they'd forever be like, I want pizza. I was like, for God's sake. You know, can I just sit here?
I'm working on my fantasy football picks.
Can I not do a fantasy football draft while you're over there breaking your ankle, please? But you just pray, get me through these 2 hours without a compound. I do not want to see a bone come shooting out of somebody's leg, especially if they're related to me, and I don't want my kid to cause that either.
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
And, you know, it used to scare me to death when my kids were really little and they're out there jumping with these big kids. I would actually go out there with them and just kind of run defense, throw some elbows, you know,
yep.
Get the big kids out of the way.
That's
get
right.
off my kids.
I know. You kind of have to watch for them at that. You're exactly right. A few more stories here. This is from 2 weeks ago. A McDonald's manager named Kathy Bledsoe shot the mother of a teenage employee. But it's not as bad as it seems.
Oh, really?
Wait.
Hut, woot, now. Apparently, the teenager was sent home by the manager for not doing what she was supposed to do.
She was supposed to take out the trash.
Take out the trash, that's right. Well, the teenager went home after clocking out, and her mother came marching right back up there to the McDonald's. That's Tynika McKenzie. Went into the restaurant and went back to the manager's office. They had first a verbal altercation, and then word is that Tynika went upside Kathy's head, started knocking her around, at which point Kathy got her gun and shot Tynika.
In the leg?
In the leg. I think it was in the leg.
In the leg, yeah.
Now, our question was, if somebody is wailing on you, don't you have a right to pull your weapon if you feel threatened and shoot them in the leg? But both wound up being arrested for various charges. What do you think? Is the manager going to get away with it, Lisa, for brandishing her firearm?
You know, you would think, right?
Yeah,
it depends
on
if there was a threat of imminent bodily harm, which it sounds like there was, but it's often the case that a lot of jurisdictions do not like to see deadly force that used in the face of non-deadly force. Like somebody hit you, does that make it okay to then shoot them, or is the appropriate response to hit them back? That's kind of how the law looks at it.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to shoot somebody if they wail. Apparently, they wailed on this manager pretty bad.
Yeah. You're on record as saying that. I mean, you have said that, if you can shoot back, don't you think?
If it's really endangering her, which it sounds like it was, and she shot her in the leg. She wasn't trying to, you know, kill her. If she'd wanted to kill her, she'd shot her in the head or something. I mean, they were pretty close range, I think.
But I agree. Yeah.
What if someone says to you, my hands are registered as lethal weapons?
Exactly.
That means
exactly.
If I hit you and kill you, I go to jail.
That's right.
Of course, Brad Pitt would come back and said, anybody kills anybody with your hand, you go to jail.
That's right. Yeah.
Lethal weapon crap, just a bunch of excuses so you dancers don't have to fight.
Boy. And all this has happened. He's got is that Fight Club?
No, that's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Another good one. Yeah. A great movie.
God.
And all this is happening while they're serving Big Macs and fries out there. Let's not forget.
And the trash is piling up.
Yep. The other thing was that the mother stormed into the manager's office where the manager, I think, was seated at a desk. I think that's a real factor there, too, because it's sort of like the stand your ground, you know, invaded your space that you don't expect someone to invade. Now, you know, And if it's a jurisdiction that has a stand your ground, coming in like that does allow the use of deadly force. But here they have arrested everybody, I think, and they're all getting fired. And, you know, the heck of it is all this stems from this kid who would not take out the trash and was told to clock out. And then mama comes and goes, I mean, that's the part that almost galls me worse than anything.
Yep.
Is this kid not doing their job.
Right. And what mama should have done is say, well, you need to go back there and apologize and do your job.
Go back there and take out that trash. Yeah.
That's right. Go take it to them.
Is that a Whippy Kids comedian making an appearance?
Yes, yes. I'd bow up my neck at my kid and say, well, no wonder she sent you home. Why don't you go back there and do your dirt?
Don't you take your kid's trash out?
I do.
My kid, her one job.
You have two kids who had the same job.
One job. Take out the trash. Who takes out the trash? Daddy does. Diddy takes out the trash. I can't tell you how many times I have rolled cans to the curb and back. God, dirty kids. And then, where are they?
It's the last time.
Exactly. And you know what they're doing? They're at the pool. Oh, UV index, she says. Got to get my tan, she says.
Unbelievable.
Don't get me started on this. I'll take them to the trampoline park.
That's punishment. We'll sort it out.
That's punishment. That's right. Now, one more quick story today. This is the mother, emergency Lisa Lanier. We just got this story this morning. The mother of a two-year-old girl who was attacked by a river otter at Bremerton Marina in Washington State has filed a lawsuit against the Port of Bremerton, claiming gross negligence. This happened last year. The child was dragged into the water by an otter, a river otter. We've had, this is an account from a young man that was also attacked by an otter. He got it on video. That's the otter. That's the boy. So you know these otters do some damage. Both the mom and the child had to go through rabies vaccinations. She's suing the Port of Bremerton, the marina, because she says they didn't take enough precaution and her daughter got dragged in the water by a river otter.
Mm.
What do you think, Lisa? Does she win?
I think she will. Yeah, this where this happened in Washington State, and they live on a boat on the Sound there, by the way.
Really?
So this woman and her kid live on a boat there, which is interesting. But no, they dragged this otter. You know, they're so darn cute. You would never think that they were so vicious, but they absolutely took this kid underwater and biting and clawing, and then the kid surfaces and mom grabs her and So the issue is that they have been overrun with otters at this particular marina, and the former manager of the marina told the it's a commission, it's because it's a government facility, told them over and over, we got to do something about this. Not only are the otters aggressive, but they're also pulling in fish and eating them on the shore and leaving all these, you know, fish guts everywhere, and it's like stinking and decaying, and so yeah, it's really bad. So they have now, after the fact, they have trapped a bunch of them and euthanized them. So they have tried to deplete the otter population.
Wait a minute. Wait.
No, they killed the little otters. What? I know.
Relocate.
All right, you two, stop it.
Relocate.
They like water. Where are you going to put them?
I'd take them.
Put them in the zoo. You know, we love going to like an aquarium and watching the otters.
Put them in a zoo. Exactly. Put them in a preserve. You don't have to kill them.
A preserve.
You euthanized the otters.
They did. They killed a bunch of otters. Yeah, because they just were overrunning that marina. But this is in a state where you can, there's sovereign immunity laws where you can sue the government are pretty flexible. So I think they'll be able to, because of that notice that the manager, you know, when you have the manager of the place going, guys, we got to do something about this.
Yeah. These otters are killing us. Wow. Yeah. I didn't see that coming. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Lisa, you're on fire today. You're breaking legs and taking out garbage and killing otters. I love it.